Welcome to 20-Minute Yoga Sessions from yogadownload.com. We need your help to keep this podcast going. If you enjoy these classes, please consider donating 10 to 25 cents for each episode you download, or $1 each month. Send your donations through paypal.com to info@yogadownload.com. Your support is greatly appreciated.
Namaste, and welcome to Yoga Download's Hip Opening Flow. My name is Lisa. I'll be your guide for this yoga practice. Please come to a comfortable seated position on your yoga mat, taking the flesh from your thighs, finding your sitting bones and rooting them down towards the earth. Close your eyes. Place your hands to your knees, turn your palms to face up. Lift your heart center tall, relax the shoulder blades down the back. Take a moment here to get centered, to connect to your inhale and to your exhale. Allow your breath today to be your guide, tuning into the sound of your inhale and your exhale. Let your breath be natural. Try not to resist it. Try not to force it. Join your hands in prayer position at the heart center, Anjali Mudra, and take a moment before we begin moving to honor your presence on your yoga mat. Honor the time that you're carving out of your day to nurture and nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit. And bring an intention into your practice. Gently release your hands to your mat and make your way into downward facing dog, making an inverted V with the body, straightening your legs, lifting your hips high. Press the floor away from you. Lengthen your spine as your sitting bones lift. Sink your heels towards the earth. Draw your belly button towards your spine. Begin to find awareness in the lower belly. Begin to bend one knee and then the other. Take some gentle movement here. Allow your body to become comfortable with your posture. Let your head be heavy. Find length at the back of the neck. If you're holding tension in the head or the neck, maybe shake your head from side to side. Take a deep breath in and gently walk your feet to the top of the mat. Opening your feet about sitting bones distance, grab your elbows and surrender to gravity here. Allow your upper body to be heavy. If you're tight in the hamstrings, please feel free to bend the knees softly. Find length at the back of the neck, foreheads moving towards the shins. Root down with the feet, but lift the sitting bones high. Belly button draws up towards the spine. Mindfully now release your arms. Long, deep inhale and roll up through your spine slowly so that your head comes up last, one vertebra at a time. Once you're up, gently roll the shoulders back. Heel toe your feet in towards each other, standing up nice and tall. Lift your heart center proud. Drop the tailbone towards the earth. Join your hands at prayer at the heart center and find your tallest self here. Take a moment to feel a connection between your feet and the earth, between the crown of your head and the heavens. Surya Namaskar A. Inhale, reach your arms high above the head. Exhale with a long spine, dive forward, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift, shine your heart forward. Bring your hands to the shins if you're tight in the hamstrings. Exhale, hop or step back, Chaturanga Dandasana. If you're new to this pose, feel free to bend the knees to the floor. Inhale, roll over the toes, upward facing dog. Your thighs are lifted, heart is open. Exhale, lift the hips, downward facing dog. Breathe here. Inhale. Exhale. Bend your knees. Hop or step to the top of the mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Bend your knees. Inhale, Utkatasana, chair pose. Belly away from the thighs. Take your pinky fingers and draw them in towards each other so that you feel your upper back spread. Biceps along the ears. Sink just a little bit deeper. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, dive forward, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, Chaturanga Dandasana. Elbows hug the body, shoulders are broad. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Deep breath in as the right leg lifts high behind you. Exhale, sweep the foot through to a low lunge. Shine your heart forward. Place the right knee to the inside of the right wrist for Ekapada Rajakapotasana, half pigeon pose. Your right ankle is next to the left wrist. Square your hips forward. Take a deep breath in, lengthen the spine, and as you exhale, reach forward with the ribs and walk your arms out. Fold forward. Relax the shoulders. Relax the jaw. Unclenching the teeth. And breathe. Half pigeon is a beautiful pose to help open up a tight hip joint, but also to help release stress and tension in the lower back. Give yourself permission here to let go and to surrender into the posture. Allow your exhale to work for you. You'll notice that with each out breath, your body releases just a little bit more. Your right hip slightly moves back, left hip slightly moves forward. With your next inhale, walk your hands in, bring the chin to the chest and roll up through the spine, articulating through each vertebra. Tuck the left toes under and with lightness through the belly, step back, downward facing dog. Notice a difference between the right side and the left sides of the body. Take a moment here to absorb that opening, bending one knee and then the other, perhaps even twisting through the spine. Inhale deeply now, lift your left leg up and back behind you. Exhale, sweep the foot through to a low lunge. Getting into the left hip joint now, left knee to the inside of the left wrist. The left ankle's near the right wrist, half pigeon pose. Lengthen the spine as you inhale. And exhale, reach the rib cage forward, walking your arms out, fold forward. Left hip moves back, right hip moves forward. The more comfortable you get in this posture, you can move the shin closer to being parallel with the top of the mat. Take it as it comes for your body, listening to your body. And breathe into the backs of your ribs, into the backs of your lungs, so that you feel the back body lifting and expanding with breath. Soften your forehead to the earth, unclenching the teeth and relax the jaw. This is your opportunity here to reconnect with your breath, to reconnect with your intention. Just let go. but stay engaged and present with your breath. Inhale deeply now, with the chin to the chest, articulating the spine. Roll up slowly. Press your hands into the earth, tuck the right toes under, and step back lightly to downward facing dog. Bending one knee and then the other, moving through the spine. Inhale, lift your right leg high. Exhale, sweep the foot through to a low lunge. Moving into seated twist, bring the left knee to the outside of the right foot and have a seat into a seated twist, Ardha Matsyendrasana. Root the right sitting bone down and lift the chest high. If the right sitting bone doesn't drop, just extend the left leg straight out in front of you. Inhale deeply, lift your left arm high, and as you exhale, place the left hand or the elbow to the outside of the right knee. Right arm comes behind you to help support the spine. Chest lifts tall. Breathe. Exhale, gently release your twist and walk your hands to the left. Take a nice, easy counter twist in the opposite direction. Releasing through the spine. Beautiful. Inhale as you walk your hands to center and stack the right shin on top of the left. Double pigeon, Dwipada Raja Kapotasana. If you're more open in this posture, you can let the foot, the right foot, hang over the side of the left knee. Otherwise, place the right foot to the top of the knee or even to the inside of the knee. Flexing both feet, root down through the sitting bones, lengthen the spine, and as you exhale, hinge forward from the hips, walking your arms out. If this is too intense, keep the hands just directly underneath the shoulders. Feet are active, and breathe. You'll feel this pretty intensely in both hip joints. Stay with your breath and allow your breath to carry you through the posture. With the chin to the chest, inhale, roll up through the spine. Pressing your hands into the mat, exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe here, inhale. Exhale. Inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, sweep the foot through to a low lunge. Lining up your fingers and toes. Right knee steps to the outside of the left foot for seated twist, Ardha Matsyendrasana. Drop the left sitting bone down. Lifting the chest. Take a deep breath in as you reach the right arm high. And exhale the hand or the elbow to the outside of the knee. Left arm comes behind you to support the spine. Lift the chest. Feel broadness through the heart center. And breathe. Keep dropping down with that left sitting bone, creating length in the spine. Feel the sitting bones rooting down, but the crown of the head extending tall. Relax the jaw, drop the shoulders away from the ears. On your next exhale, walk your hands over to the right. Counter twist, allowing the spine to move in the other direction. And now gently walk your hands back to center. Stacking the left shin on top of the right, flexing both feet, double pigeon. One shin on top of the other. You can move the left foot to the inside of the knee if this is too intense. Otherwise, full posture, the foot is actually to the side of the knee. Deep breath in, root the sitting bones down. Now exhale, extend forward through the spine. Keeping the spine long, keeping your breath long. Inhale, roll up through the spine, chin to chest. Beautiful. Plant your hands into the earth and exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One more breath. Inhale. Exhale. Bend your knees, then step or jump your feet through your hands to a seated position. Extending the legs straight out in front of you, take the flesh from the thighs and root your sitting bones towards the earth. Flex your feet, drawing your toes in towards your heart center. If you're tight in the hamstrings, please feel free to bend your knees. That'll make this fold much nicer for your body. Inhale, reach your arms high along the ears. As you exhale, hinging from the hips, reach forward with the chest. Paschimottanasana, seated forward bend. Breathe. Forward folds are all about release. They're all about letting go. So let that happen for you in this pose. With each inhale, bringing in length to the body. And with each exhale, allow yourself to go just a little bit deeper, finding length and openness at the backs of your legs. You can reach the hands for the feet, the calves, or the ankles. Whatever's most appropriate for you today. Visualize your sitting bones walking back as your heels walk forward. Let your breath flow. Inhale now, chin to chest, roll up through the spine. Exhale, tuck your tailbone and roll all the way back onto your mat. One vertebra at a time. Bring the soles of your feet together. Supta Baddha Konasana. Lie here for a moment. Allow the lower back to release, to neutralize. Bring your hands underneath your thighs and help your knees together. Hug them into the chest. Lift the shoulder blades away from the earth. Tuck the chin into the body. Make yourself into a little ball here. Rocking side to side along the back. Massage along the lower spine. Supine twists. Drop both knees to the right, extend your arms out to the sides like a T, and turn your head to the left. Be mindful to keep both shoulders connected to the earth. Breathing into the entire length of your spine. On your next inhale, draw the knees back up to center, and then drop them over to the left as you turn your head to the right. Full spinal twist on your back. Your gaze softens over to the right, breathing fully all the way from the crown of the head to the tailbone. Inhale, knees back to center. And as you exhale, extend your legs flat out on your mat. Let your legs open the width of the mat. Allow your feet to flop over to the sides. Let your arms rest at the sides of your body, palms facing up. Sweet Shavasana, your reward for your practice today. Close your eyes, soften your face, and surrender to the earth. Give yourself permission to be heavy and to completely let go into your relaxation. Namaste.